Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
She's the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another outstanding variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yield ability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
We're joined once again today by livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, talking about some of the macroeconomic factors that have hit the cattle market pretty hard over the last few weeks. According to Dr. Peel, something that we really didn't necessarily see coming before it hit us.
And these are things that are really not related to the market fundamentals directly. Nothing's changed in the cattle market fundamentals. Lots of outside influences right now. And, you know, it's coming from the stock market in terms of the U.S. primarily, but that's coming from really global events. And so, you know, markets run off of greed, fear, and ego. And at any one time, sometimes one of those emotions is more important than the other. And fear has been the name of the game the last couple of weeks. It led by China, although not just China, but largely uncertainty about the situation in China has caused a major amount of uncertainty in the market. And that's one thing to keep in mind is that this is uncertainty. It's probably not the reality for any of those things, but it's going to take some time for the market to sort all this out.
The cattle markets has definitely reacted to this. I guess in a lot of ways we've kind of overshot where we need to be.
Well, I think we probably have, although, you know, we have to kind of wait and see. It's certainly a work in progress here. And normally you would expect the futures market to take the brunt of it. That's its job, by and large. But when we're in a situation where we still have, you know, very high cattle prices, you know, for all intents and purposes in a historical perspective, record prices, we're pretty sensitive to anything like this. And knowing that we've kind of turned the corner here, and over time, we're going to be building supplies and things. So the market is vulnerable to some extent. And I think certainly in terms of the cash market, we've probably overshot the market and the futures as well in terms of the cattle markets specifically. But it's all going to be related to how this stock market thing plays out over the next few days, weeks.
I guess we don't have a direct market into China, but yet we sell beef that ends up in China in a lot of cases. And that and the rest of the Pacific Rim, very important to our beef exports. I know that's a concern as well.
Well, it is part of it, although, again, I think the broader picture is not related even directly to beef, even in that international sense. It certainly is impacted by it, and the strong dollar has been a challenge for us all year in terms of beef exports and all of that. I think this is much broader based than that. It's more concerned about demand in China on a very broad base scale. And, again, we have to keep in mind that, you know, we're talking about problems in China. It's not that the Chinese economy isn't going to grow. It's just that it's going to grow at 5% instead of 7%. And so the market's kind of coming to grips with that and digesting all of that reality here. It's going to take a little time for it to sort out.
Dr. Peel says it's important we keep our eye on the ball of getting some market access into China, because the math when it comes to consumption in China is simple. Anything times 1.4 billion is a lot. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.